You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, the shame that.
we're talking about this. Sports are weird. There's a lot of things that, like, if things played out completely differently, you know, just insane stuff would be.
See, and that's the fun things that I wished. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, if Disney would have did that with the What If stuff, like the whole Disney Plus things, but just like. Allowed the creativity of like the multi-universe stuff and just had some fun with it, you know, just had things like that, or and just had shows never tell you it was a different alternate universe and just allow the background you have to figure out.
I've done that thought process of that thought experiment of what if every Super Bowl the loser won, it was swapped. The Buffalo Bills would have won it 4 years in a row. The Buffalo Bills would have been a dynasty.
That is just a
Jim Kelly would have had 4 Super Bowl rings in a row. Marino would have had one.
Would the Cowboys be a trash team back then? A trash. Or just always a trash team.
Right, there's a lot of weird things that happen where the 85 Bears lose.
Oh, God damn.
But the Bears with Jay Cutler, no, it was Kyle Orton, beat the Colts.
Undefeated team?
No. There would be. No, there would be. The Patriots.
Forgot. Oh.
The 19-0 undefeated Patriots.
Oh, I don't want them to be the team. No.
Right.
I hate this game. This game
sucks now.
Anyways, hello everybody, and welcome to an exciting new episode of Low Key on the Wheel of Series Network. My name is Harry, aka the Moving Target, and like I said, we do a lot of banter behind the scenes before we start the show. Eventually, one of these days, we'll actually hit record for all that and give it out to all the, you know, key holders out there so you guys can listen to all the stuff, the fun things. But that is not tonight. But as you guys know, I do not fly solo. I'm joined here with Vincent. Vincent, would you go say hi, introduce yourself to these people?
Hello, everyone. I'm here once again, as per usual, if I'm not sick or they were not talking politics.
I'm drinking my German beer for tonight. Celebrate, you know, because it's some good news with this. The it's good news. We have good news to talk of tonight.
Yeah. So just for context, the reason we're talking about that thought experiment, there is a YouTube channel called Secret Base, and they have a series called Fumble Dimension where they try to break sports games. One of them they did was that they tried to win the Super Bowl using only one play. And they only ran one play. And it was a long ball to Calvin Johnson on the Lions every time.
Depending on the year of Madden, I could probably get that done. Yeah. I could probably get that done.
But the current series they're running is that one of the 2K games basically have like an eras thing, and he went back to the earliest eras of gaming in the game, which is like Magic and Bird, and basically accepted all the rules changes that the AI suggested and just pushed it through and see how it changed history. So like MJ has one ring and is out of the league at like 40.
Oh man, Chris got the Lions broke my heart on Sunday.
Understandable. Yeah, they got dog walked.
And you're here to tell us good news. Yes, good news, good tidings, comfort and joy. Great idea.
But yeah, if you want to see how broken sports games are, that's a fun little series.
So, a lot of the things we're going to talk about is, one, we've got this really cool app created by Lewis Rossman's newest charity. Not charity, but like his little Futo foundation. Then we also have... We finally got the YouTube to actually respond to Pestry on X, formerly Twitter. So we've got that to speak about. Yeah, so it's going to be a very interesting show tonight. I just lost the tab that I had all my notes on. Then in the VM. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Sorry, I have to close these other tabs real quick. Too much Android 18 on my screen.
First off, sir, this is my work machine, okay?
Okay, so there's only two Android 18s.
Yeah, the Android 18 machine over there. All right.
it's in the server. It's the entire server.
But yeah, we can go into a little thing, but like the big one. So Lewis Rossman of the Rossman Group, as you guys, a little background on this guy. Lewis Rossman, he raised to fame because he makes these really neat and amazing YouTube videos talking about repair, especially repair and Apple machines. That's how I discovered him, because I was doing recycling of board level of Macs, and working on Macs has always been a nightmare because they just don't put out schematics or how to repair them. They're just, they expect most people to see, hey, this thing is just magic, push the button, it's magic. If it doesn't turn on, magic is bad, buy a new machine. And if you're trying to repair a bunch of Macs, you need something that somebody's giving you some hints or someone to figure out. Lewis Rossman, he pumped these videos out. He's also the one who produces a lot of it. He's on the front lines of a lot of the right to repair bills. He drove and flowed around the country, being there with lobbyists, helping out farmers so they get the ability to repair their tractors. If you don't know about how difficult it is to, we should probably do an episode on it, like how difficult it is to repair a tractor, not because it's a magical machine, just because you're just locked out by software. And if you are a farmer, if the conditions are correct to harvest, you have to harvest, you have to go, and you're waiting on a tech to drive there, and who knows, it could rain the next 6 hours, and you need to get the crop.
You're repaired. Locked behind this paywall.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So he's on the right for that. He also did a great video series on funny is the is how screwy and awful New York City is. He's got a lot of videos on that. Of one of them, what he has to do to stop them from suing him every 5 seconds, and where square footage is wrong in every place he tries to buy. So the whole Trump thing I always thought was funny because it's like. It's like, that's everybody. Everybody's being squirrely in New York.
Absolutely.
But eventually, from doing all this, Lewis Rossman moved to Texas, and he started this Futo Foundation, which I got the tab here because it is actually
double check is the right tab. You're looking for Futo. Futo. That's what you're looking for. Thank you.
Terrible. So basically just Futo's just has the idea of allowing you to have actually own your devices, own your so you actually own your software, own everything, so you have the ability to fix and repair things, so you don't have this whole toss and throw away culture, which is huge and big on anything. I tell everyone, the main reason I can get cheap cars is because I know how to fix them, and I stick with cars that I know how to fix, so I can pick them up really cheap. I had a friend that was talking about how do I, I really want an RX-8 and I want to get a cheap one, and I kind of let him in on the secret. Well, this is how you get them cheap. There's a little couple of known, small, easy fixes, and if you don't know about them, because, to use this fun cargo burr, it's, you can pick up one for less than $3,000. But the app we're talking about tonight is the new one that just pushed out, because it's a phenomenal app. I've got it on my backup phone, and I've been playing it around with a little bit of today. I'm not really good at like trying to do a screen capture on it, and I apologize. I'm trying to play with it, and I was like, I have no idea how to do this. I've never done it, and I suck at it. But we've got the website, so you know there. The app is called Gray J, and it's an amazing application because of what it does. So as you guys know, everyone knows, like, Google is a monopoly that should be definitely broken up, but it will never happen probably. There's been some antitrust on Amazon and other things like that, but there's nothing going to come of it. I say Google is a monopoly because search engine you're probably going to use is Google. You're going to probably use it if you use this on an Android phone, and you're going to go to the Google Play Store to download this application, you know, and then you're going to see ads on there from Google AdSense, and you're going to get on YouTube, which is also owned by Alphabet/Google or AlphaGoog, you know, all that's owned by one company. You didn't go outside, yet we somehow did antitrust on Microsoft for a web browser, but Google's allowed to do all this crap.
We're special, sir. Here at Google, we are special. We don't have to answer to people if we don't want to. And there's bad people on both sides. Not yet. I know. We'll get there.
The only time there's not bad people on both sides is the whole Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. There's not both bad people on both sides. There's just one bad person. Usually I could make the, hey, everyone. That one is like, I'm sorry. I think it's just you.
Now we have been together since 2016.
I don't know. I think it's just you. I think the problem is you.
And only you. my favorite thing I heard of that is it's all a publicity stunt.
Really?
There's no reason why all this stuff would randomly come out, and how he's just been so just okay with everything. and like, none of the kids said anything. Will hasn't really said anything about it. And he's kind
NDAs.
Of just,
sure. Business, that family's all business.
Oh, man. It should have been Tupac, the same.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
yeah, back to it. So they have this massive grip on videos, right? Even us, we're streaming on Alphabet, Google, it's Google's platform. And then you have like the live streaming juggernaut, Amazon's Twitch. You know, while there are competitors out there, so you've got Kick, Rumble, Odyssey. What's the other one that's out there? Let's see, Rumble, Kick, Odyssey. There's tons of like technically Vimeo still out there. There's all the different like websites out there that are, and people are
X posting. X is right there, Harry. X is right there.
Twitter video, yes.
It's called X, sir.
Twitter video.
Anyway. It's called X, sir.
Twitter video. And, you know, so what this app does, it gives you all the cool lipid features. All right, so like he, so.
Nebula. What's the other one you're thinking of? Nebula.
Nebula. Yeah. Thanks. My mom says good info. All right, I got to focus.
Be serious. Come on. You gotta be serious now.
So Lewis Rossman did like talk about this other app, which I've used for the show. It's the app that I use in the back end for the show because it makes things easier. It's called NewPipe. NewPipe, you get, if you download NewPipe, you want NewPipe, it's not on the Google Play Store. There's a junky malware written version of NewPipe on Google Play. That's not what you want. You want the NewPipe app that is on F-Droid store. If you got the correct one, if there's no thing of asking me about money, then I hit you with a bunch of malware ads on it. It is a straight, better YouTube version app. It allows you to play with the browser closed, lets you download. It allows you to do everything you really want to do, which is honestly, it sets up almost like the prototype of the Genesis for this app, Gray J. Like I said, I've used it. I've been using NewPipe for over a year, like for this program, because it's easier. Because when content comes out, especially when it comes about with when it was like the like COVID or like election stuff, especially on YouTube, like things get hit immediately, get taken down, DMCA and stuff like that in interviews. So I would use NewPipe and archive it for myself, you know, and get it. So I can always go like, oh, I've got the video right here. I can look at it or play it back into, you know, like 1.5 speed. You can do that on YouTube, but, you know, it's just easier just to have it. Yeah, just to have it. It's an amazing tool. And Lewis was always trying to reach out to the guys who developed NewPipe. He always kept pulling at them because he had this brilliant idea, and it did sound brilliant too. And it's finally freaking here. It's here. It's here. And I encourage everyone to try this app out. I know I'm huge into the app application minimalism, and don't own a bunch of apps on your phone. But this one, it's a. I think it might get pulled in my main driver. Here, let me share ye old screen with it. Yeah. Gray J. You know, I know. I don't like the name either. But and what it does, it acts as an aggregator tool, almost like you would, like how Google search for video should act, but doesn't. Google, when you go to, if you use Google as your search engine, you type in for video, it is going to, well, pornography will prioritize YouTube, its own product. Okay. No matter what you put in, you know, like I could pump videos of ours onto our website on Low Key, but it will show it on YouTube before it ever shows our site. So what this thing does, you can put in your favorite creator and create lists and find them on the other alternate platforms. So you open this app and you can get to them. And it's a very powerful tool to help break up using the our power of our feet, our movement to help break up or just threaten this Google monopoly. My mom goes, I only have 85. Oh my God, no.
I'll have to say mad respects for this under construction account. The first thing they have is Internet Historian. you know that they're based if they have Internet Historian. That's one of the people that's following.
Yep. Oh, it's Gamer Nexus too.
Yep, Gamer Nexus. They have Mr. Beast up there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good thing. Hopefully Mr. Beast will get a good, you know, bump from that.
Totally not the other way around.
Yeah, totally. And what it does allows you to aggregate it. So people can put their video and content out there and you can find them no matter where they are. So like, let's go with Jeremy from the Quartering, humble coffee bean seller. He puts out videos on YouTube, but he also does a live stream on Rumble, you know, but like, so in order to watch all his videos, you got to go to YouTube, you got to go to Rumble, which is okay for me. I'm used to going different websites, but it's neat to be able to put, I can create a playlist on my phone and then pull all that aggregate to one site. So just like, no, I want to see my Quartering content, no matter where it's at, I can pull it into one little spot and watch it there in my app.
So does it pull Twitch as well or no?
Yes. Pulls Twitch's live streams, pulls YouTube live streams. From reading a lot of the plugins in the back end, it actually pulls like some of the, you can add it to different like sites. So like Odysseys and Kicks and, or how we did. So like on the back end, so like Loki does a lot of R&D for the Wall Network, and we created our own live streaming site. We have our code. It's there. It's sitting at the studio, server turns on, and we can live stream from our own studio. No matter, you know, you can't, if we get kicked off of YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, you know, you can come to our site and we can stream all we want, you know. We can talk. You just got to be able to find us there. But how do you know we're streaming there? Yeah, we can use an email list, we can use Discord. But what if you just want to look for like live content out there, who's out there streaming live? This application allows you to see that. And so you're not just like, you know, you're not stuck in just into our bubble. I like the idea of people going to individual sites, but I also realize like that would keep you in our silo. And I don't want that. I want you to be able to go and see other things. And this amazing app allows you to do that. It functions the way you would want a proper you know, it's almost podcast, like a podcast tube of like different, like on the video podcasting
space. It's a feed. You're signing up for your feed.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But if you want just this person's feed, you could pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And with it also taking, you know, live streaming stuff, I'm assuming, is it only the live content or is it also the VODs?
I haven't experimented with the VODs.
Because so, if it's the VODs, that creates a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of YouTubers that have a VOD channel where they upload their VODs from their mm-hmm. live streams over there.
Let's see. My mom goes, my church has that issue in streaming services. Yeah, mom, just hit me up. I can show you. It's really neat. The way I do it, I roll my own, but I can show you how to push click on how to get this done. I should probably do a whole video stream on that and how to do a push click. If I'm going to show my mom how to do it, I might as well, you know, make
content. Make content.
Yeah. But you can also import data for Patreon feed. So let's say you are a, you know, you're a Patreon for the Chris Spangle Show and he puts out, you know, just specific content on the Chris Spangle Show there. You don't have to go to Patreon to go pull that off. You can log into Patreon and pull it off through this app as well. So you can grab that private content that's paywalled that you have access to. So you also don't have to keep switching apps or pulling different locations at. And that is also very powerful.
You know? Yeah, it makes sense, especially if you have stuff like a Nebula account or or a paid subscription account like that. And being able to just go, cool, I'm going to watch this YouTube video, but also this content from their Nebula account, because they're making an exclusive episode there, and I want to watch that. Right. And then I can just go back immediately to the next one.
Correct. Yeah. And it's just starting out, and I'm sure people are and this makes it easy to help create plugins to interact with the software too, because I would love to, I'm a huge content lover of itpro.tv. There's also certain, I watch the Clutterbug videos. It's a cleaning channel. I love it. Screw you guys. It's all about.
Does it spark joy?
It does spark joy.
Does it spark joy, or does it not spark joy?
Oh, she produces. She like my favorite videos of hers is when she buys she tries to get she does cleaning gadgets. Like, does this thing actually help or doesn't help? And she got this one where it's a off topic where it's a scrubber, an automatic toothbrush with a long handle for cleaning the bathroom. And so she used it on her shower, oh, this is better. This is so much better.
This is so easy. Yeah. There's a couple of those. I usually watch that stuff for the cooking stuff or here's this quick and easy hack to make this meal. And they make it. And it's like, this is shit.
Mogus Marie Kondo. Yes. So does the live stream, it does chat, does the offline playback and background play, is what you want. So some of these, those features that YouTube paywalls off for some freaking reason, so you just want a video to continue playing when you turn your screen off. I'm so used to YouTube doing that, I just kind of use that as my stop button. stop, that's fine, you know. Yeah, you know, and honestly, it's, you know, it's so, but I would say NewPipe does that too, by the way. That's the one feature I like from NewPipe, is just continue playing. It's goofy that it does that, because it's just a basic feature, just a thing playing. But, you know, when I say because you have to actually code it to stop. If you start a YouTube video in your web browser and then lock your screen, it'll continue to play and play through your speakers, your noise. Even if you, I have started, I watch the Sitch and Adam show, and they do massive long 13-hour podcasts, and I will start it on one of the VMs, and I would RDP into it, you know, leaving machines around the house, and it would just play. It would play. Yeah. You know, even though the screen's locked, it's a VM sitting in a machine, but, you know, some with a speaker attached to it, they'll start playing the podcast. You know, The other thing I also like with it is it allows you to also do like discover newer platforms to get off this. So if you notice that, I do know that there are certain creators that have certain content that they make just for YouTube, but it's completely different from the content they put on Odyssey or Rumble, or you know, like you know, or if you need to find out if they are putting it somewhere else, because it is because YouTube's like restrictions, a lot of content, like some things are. I think the famous one is Ricardo's is Louder with Crowder. He has a YouTube dump button that he calls. So they'll start talking about content, and when they feel it's getting ready to violate the YouTube terms of service, they just dump the YouTube stream and put a little like, this content is too spicy for YouTube, and the stream is still going on Rumble. So if you're on YouTube, you're just sitting there like, I wonder what they're talking about. so easily to find that, easy to switch it up.
Well, looking at this, this offline subscriptions thing looks very interesting, mm-hmm. because it seems like you can, by it not affecting your algorithm or recommendations, mm-hmm. I kind of want it to, because if I'm looking down a rabbit hole of stuff, I want more of that, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but I get why some people wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're looking for like one specific thing, I can see that. It's like, oh, I'm researching this obscure Roman war. Mm-hmm. I don't want my fucking recommendations to just be full of Roman war stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get that. But there's so many other browsers, and YouTube does it. All the other thing does it for you. So this is more of a great feature to turn it off. Because if you really want that, you get tons of different things that will gladly do that for you. My mom goes, rabbit holes can be fun.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you find a lot of ridiculous stuff down rabbit holes. Things you never thought you'd watch.
Yep. All you should manage different things so you can download the videos. You're on the road warrior. So you're sitting there like a lot of people. I don't know about you. If you have a long commute, I think it allows you to download the video and then watch it there, saving your data plans, saving you money. So you don't have to have this video unlimited plan just because you want to watch videos while you're sitting on a bus or just taking a long road trip. You know, it's, and you actually will own the file. You know, it's not like, well, you could play this, but you've got to get back online the next 72 hours or this video will stop. No. It'll be on there. You download it. You turn it off. You leave it off for a few days. It doesn't matter. You can sit there and hit play with it. And it's the beauty. It's like, you actually just own different things. Anyone who has a kid with a Kindle tablet knows that at least mine, my daughter will download a video. She'll want to watch the video. But if that thing doesn't get back online shortly, you know, after a few days, you know,
it's gone.
She can't watch Clifford. You know, and you got a ticked off kid, you know, because this thing, you know, because Amazon needs to see it there, you know, so.
So is it so with streaming services, like, so is it like podcasts and stuff too?
Right now, from what I'm seeing, it's just like the video podcasting form. Okay. I don't know if it actually will pick up audio podcasts. I did not try that. I can see if it'll pull the RSS.
Will it pull like Audible or like something along those lines?
Ooh, I didn't know. Probably, I don't know. Because if you've got access to those book feeds, or at least the free books that are on Audible, because there's a lot of classic books that are on Audible that are free. My mom goes, will it work on smart TVs too? Yes, you can cast it to the big screen. You can F-cast it out, Chromecast it. You can push it out to your big screen. Or if you have like a smart monitor, go ahead and cast it out. It is, you know, so you don't have to sit there and look on your tiny screen. You can throw and push it up there. So, yeah, I can't wait till this is a Roku app.
No, just download it straight to my TV.
I know. You know, well, like, you know, connect your TV to a NAS box or something. You know. But it's got a cast. Everyone loves casting.
Right. Like, will it pull like library audiobooks if it's a streaming service? You know, to see where their line of what they're pulling from is.
I don't know about that, but I think it's just following the creators and not platforms, especially as we go into this election season. If you follow a lot of political creators, a lot of different platforms will. If you do political content, you feel yourself either getting throttled or just, you know, like age, like a lot of things to do, like, well, this thing is a little spicy, will age restrict you, or just like GHD value and pump you down in the algorithms. You don't get the spread, or like just be able to content to your viewers. You know, it's the idea, you know, if you have like thousands and thousands of subscribers on YouTube, and it's really hard to even reach them, even when you put new content out, because they want to, you know, push other people up. So like if you, your favorite, Vincent, I'm sure you look at React content, right? Like, I'm guessing, I assume Nux.
on occasion, yes.
Yeah.
Look like that's basically it.
Look like a Billy. Anyways,
Billy Gang.
Anyways, but like you go to search for like, hey, I just want to see a reaction to the thing, and they're probably going to push someone up that they like better into the stream, that they make better ad revenue content over, not what you want to watch. You know, they'll give you and feed these other people. We see this in the stream a lot of different times too, from different creators. You know, you can I think the main one that happens to a lot is the Timcast IRL podcast. Whether you hate or love the Beanie Man, he, you know, brings in like, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that watch his live stream every day on a Monday, but like on like Monday through Friday. And, you know, he's hardly ever on trending, if ever. You know, it's, which is, you know, it's a live stream pulling like, you know, CNN numbers, and, you know, it's never on trending. So it's,
Yeah, this totally works in my opinion for a lot of different things. Like, there's one YouTuber I follow, Maximilian Dude, who does a lot of fighting game stuff. So he has like his main channel where he links out to when he's doing a live stream, and then he has a second channel where he breaks up the VODs, and he also just like goes through games and stuff. So it'd make a lot of sense for him to just go, cool, use this app, and then instead of you having to link in his YouTube channel to go, hey, we're doing it at this time, they can just go, boop, it's here.
Yep. So you can download the app going to grayj.app and just download it directly from there if you're on Android. Now, you have to tell your Android to allow you to install this thing, this APK file.
I don't even let my calculator access my information, so no.
You know, but the one thing I do like about GrayJ is that it's complete open source. You can see the source code. It's on Git. You can even fork it. This thing is funded by people paying for this app. The app is not free. You do have to pay for it. It's on the honor system. So if you like the app, you want it updated, you want people to keep working with it, So this one, I believe someone $20 to pay it, give the product money to help them out. But it is on the honor system. You can say, hey, I don't want to pay, and say or lie. But, you know, that's you and your maker. That's up to you.
So the Wikipedia model, I get it.
Yes, pretty much.
I need 10 people to pay while the other 727,000 other people don't pay.
Sometimes I've been the pay. Okay, I've paid.
See, they just need to get the whales like they do for the gotcha games. All they have to do is add in, you know, rarity levels to their account, and they'll get plenty of ways to put the money in for it.
Add a loot box.
Gotcha pulls. Channels you get. You have to roll to get the channels you want to follow.
Oh, well, anyways.
I got Mr. Beast again.
He does allow forking of it. You can fork it, make it blue, do it, you know, like, you don't have to, you can make it blue if you wanted to, make it blue. But what you can't do.
How much is it for blue, though?
You can't fork it and add a bunch of malware ads to it, steal a bunch of information. That's in the source code that you cannot do that with the code. So yeah, you can go ahead and fork it, do what you want with it, but you can't be malicious with this thing. He made sure, and if it does, he can take action against you. And this way it's better than what they did with NewPipe, because like I said, NewPipe people took that open source code, forked it, and had it littered with all that malware and ad, and put it up in the Google Play Store. So
It makes sense having a basically a safety valve for when people try to mess up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because some people are very mean and not nice. But yeah, so Lewis is doing a lot of different things over there with the Fruta site. One thing I'm really curious on is Circles, is that private family sharing app. So you can easily just share photos with family members. Like, I personally don't like sharing photos of my daughter right on Facebook. One, kids can't consent. They don't know they want their pictures up there. And also, kids are mean. They will use anything for meme fuel that they can get their hands on. So I'm just not going to put it online. You know, the other one, like, they put on is Futo Voice. anyways, it's a voice improv for the Android that respects your privacy.
Are you sure it's an ASMR?
So what you do, my mom's watching. the voice input app, what it does, as you may know, in order to use voice chats inside your Google phone, you throw the microphone, speak into it, send video, you know, so you don't want to type, it'll sit there and do everything for you. It's really neat, right? Here's the thing. Google is a scumbag. Google is a-hole, and they will store that information for you. Believe it or not, you can actually go inside your settings inside of Google, and you will find every time you've ever used that in your Google activity. If you go ahead, take a look. I'll be here. You can even listen to yourself from like 2-3 years ago. Lewis Russman did one live on the air, and I was like...
That's why I don't use voice to text. I don't use Google Assistant. I don't use Cortana. I don't use any of that.
Yeah. Well, funny thing also is also records you every time you open an app. So Google has it every time I've, if you have if you don't have a Google form, it tells you like, hey, you have opened, this is when you open the web browser for Instagram, or this is when you've opened up, you know, Audible or other things, you know.
God, it tracks whenever I close YouTube and then open it again because I have nothing else to do.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's why like they know when you poop.
Jokes on them. I just use YouTube at all times.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but you know, they could tell.
I'll even let it run while I'm sleeping, so they never know.
Never know when I'm sleeping. Never let them know. Oh my god! So yeah, they're working on a whole different different apps, and like I enjoy it. I can't wait to see what's going out there. Also, to the people who are listening to the sound of my voice, if you are ever interested or have a great project, you can go to the Futo site, futo.org. Go to it. Like, hey, I've got a great idea for a project. Please come with good ones, not bad ones. Like, so people going like, I got this great chat thing. We're going to put it on the blockchain. Stop unnecessarily putting things in the blockchain.
But Harry, it's the future, though.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know all the NFTs are worth less than a dollar, but you know. Yeah, I know that guy said all I had to do was buy his book and he would give me an NFT. So I bought 1,000 of his books and still got no NFTs. And then the market crashed. Yes.
My mom goes, I have Google Home. Does it track that too? If it has the word Google in it, then yes.
Yes
it does.
Yes.
If you like, I can give my mom the chat. Do it live. But my mom's a huge proponent of the using the voice thing on it. I am sure there's probably like good 7 years of my mom's voice just loaded up in Google Translate. I should probably like before I show it to you, I probably should download it for myself.
Yeah, just to make sure. All right, mom.
Oh man,
here's what I have.
I could probably download it, create a AI chatbot of my mom. It is always be here. I feel like Superman. Mom, you know, I'll always be able to talk to my mom. Got her right here. Got an AI of my mom. Got all her text.
All right, Cal-El, come
on. I got all her text message and voice. It even sounds.
Why did you say that name, Harry? Why did you say that name?
You know, it'd keep me on schedule. Like, why aren't you in church? How do you know Sunday? Oh yeah, that's right. You've got all the texts. You know everything. You know everything.
I know when you're not at church. Mm-hmm. I keep track of that.
You are just now in the AI. I got your location data at all times.
Oh. I got informants. Let me know when you don't go. The poor boy.
Oh my god. So yeah. That's that.
It's a really fun app. It looks like it could be really, as long as people use it, mm-hmm. it should be really interesting to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's probably going to be one of those things of it's going to be a slow catch on. But when it catches, people are going to it's going to catch fire.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to
kindling basically. Yeah.
I think it's what's going to probably going to take also is some big YouTuber streamer that is going to unfortunately get kicked off the stream or demonetized off the stream. And they have to use that to keep this like truly demonetized, not fake demonetized.
See, what I think is going to be is going to be somebody like a Moist or some ordinary gamer. Mm-hmm. And be like, but Muda, why aren't you streaming on this site too? It's like, well, now you can check that I am with this app.
I know, right? Yeah,
you know he would. You know he would.
And does also stop that. So you stop those people who go like, well, why aren't you on this? Why aren't you on this? You can go like, clearly I am. Clearly we are mm-hmm. on there. And you know, like I don't do much with the Wall Network's Rumble page. One, because Spangle has it and I don't feel like it was a pain in the neck to get access finally to the YouTube page. So I have not full control. I have admin control over it. I can do things with it now, but that was a pain in the butt to get that.
I didn't even know we had a Rumble page. So,
not low key, but just as a Rumble page. But it doesn't really do anything with it. Like I want to. I thought about like live streaming there, or something like that. But it's kind of a right wing cesspool right now. Sometimes, mm-hmm. and it needs stuff like our show there to stop it from being that. But it's more of a, do we want to be first? Do I want to be first? Because if you go over there, like, oh, look at these rivers. Whoa, 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 mm-mm. whoa, whoa. Mm-mm. We have Reinhold right here.
Now you get guilty by association just by being there.
I hate guilt by association, but I also realize it's real.
Yeah, it's real as fuck. Like, oh, well, I mean, I didn't really do anything wrong. But yeah, but you were there, though, so...
But you were there, and, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Pretty much.
Who's this Nick guy that you have coming on?
Oh, no. He will not be on this network. Ever.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, no, that ain't happening. All right, so the other topic we want to talk about tonight is, so we did a couple of shows, what was it, like a month ago about React content, and doing reaction mm-hmm. streams. We even started doing some reactions here on the network. We've done several at this point now, but we try to keep ourselves to certain rules. Mm-hmm. Almost comes from rules that Mudahar from Somewhere Gamer put out. You know, I like his rules. Of how to do it correctly. Yeah, you know, his rules to me always make sense. I've been trying to stick to those. One, reacting to videos that are like, you know, like dead in the YouTube algorithm. Mm-hmm. Like it's a month old. You know, this thing that, so no one can, like, you're just trying to steal, but it's like, this video is a month old. They've made all the money they probably are going to make off this video, you know, for that first jump, and everything else is just small residual from people finding it. So I'm not doing that. Can't say that. I'm trying to make new content here. But some people don't play by this rule. So one of the streamers we did talk about goes by the name, what was it, something, you know, Camper Fox. So some person up a Camper Fox. Got a channel. I should make that right now. But no,
good old Sniper Wolf.
Yeah, SS Sniper Wolf. OG YouTuber. I used to watch a little bit of her content back in the day.
Whoa, 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 whoa. She says it all the time. Sexy Sniper is not her. She says it. You said that it's not her, Harry.
It's clearly her. It's
she
clearly
said it's not her, though. So you have to believe her.
That's clearly
her. Even though it's obviously her.
Clearly her. All right. Clearly her.
I mean, it wasn't her gameplay, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh. Anyway, so one of the reactions...
As we brought it up in court, let me say.
We were talking about... well, you know, who's doing, you know, reaction streams poorly, not putting
effort.
The comedians feel like not putting up effort, basically just freebooting and free watching people's content, you know, turning it into the aggregate, basically trying to be Gray J. You just watch your stream. You can watch all of, you know, all these other smaller streams. You know, you don't have to go off and find anything else. That she even been has shown to be stealing jokes, not giving credit.
That's so bad.
So, you know, people noticing this thing, another OG YouTuber noticed this thing by the name of Jax Films, you know, who, you know, was very popular back in the day, not so popular now, but still make bigger than us.
Still has a community.
I would, you know, I'd take half his audience in a half beat, in a heartbeat. Okay.
Right? Instantly.
You know, so I'm
one,
not.
One of
know,
us could stop working.
Yeah.
Not probably throwing shade me. Yeah. Probably me.
Yeah. You'd probably be the one, but not throwing shade. But anyways, so he's, you know, saw this and then started to, you know, he, you know, had a thing of like making, you know, like so, reacting to the react. Oh, do you want to go?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So he made a channel before called JoJo Jax Films, going off of the SS Sniper Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And originally it was like a parody where he was pretending to react to things like she did.
Mm-hmm.
But then he changed that channel to him reacting to her reaction content and breaking down how bad her reaction content is, and to the point where he does bingo streams where he's able to make bingo cards of the stuff that she says and does in these videos that are so rapid and often that he's able to just do bingo off of any video that she has.
Which I love, by the way.
My favorite one is the Nothing Burger, where she reacts and she says basically nothing in her reaction. So he's like, "All right, that's a Nothing Burger reaction."
Yeah, right? Nothing Burger.
Bingo, bingo, got it. Yeah. So he's done four corners. The one he doesn't do anymore. He tried to do a 6x6 blackout, and it like took the whole stream, and he didn't get a bingo.
Oh, man.
He's like, all right, we're not gonna do that one anymore.
That's rough.
There's too many things.
It's hilarious. But anyway,
so he's been doing these videos and empowering the creators that she's reacting to, because she doesn't give them any credit. Most of the time, there's no watermark of who she's reacting to. Sometimes she edits out the watermark of who they're reacting to. Trash. Sometimes she edits out the watermark and then the editors have to edit in another watermark to note who the person is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trash.
Or they purposely crop the video to cut out the watermark and all this other stuff. So Jack would go through the videos, give a shout out and link to whoever she's reacting to. And then he actually has people in his streams that would find the original TikToks and tell him who made it so that he can give credit out to them. So they get a bunch of this credit of these people who are actually making this content that she's reacting to and just doing the bare minimum of content.
Right.
And then once he started doing that, you could see that she had like a 500K drop in views. Like you could see the wall where she was like 1.2 to 2 million of video, and she hasn't like hit a million after he started doing that. So jumping like the 700 and 600K stuff, because he kept bringing it up. It's like, hey guys, call her out on this. And she was doing stuff like adding in repeat reactions to get to 8 minutes. Because that's how you get the mid-roll ads, because you had to get to 8 minutes. And he was empowering creators to go report her for stealing their content.
Yeah.
So that was happening for a while, and then she got out of nowhere on Instagram. She posts Instagram post saying, "Hey, I'm doing a shoot 5 minutes away from Jack's Films. Should I go to his house?" And then she proceeds to post a picture of his house with him and his wife inside while he's in the middle of a stream. He is streaming. And the people he's streaming with are like, "Bro, she's literally outside your house. She's literally like, this is no joke. Her Instagram shows her outside of your house." And she's like, "Oh, he." The theory is that she ordered Uber Eats to his house for them to go out and get the Uber Eats that she sent to his house so that way she can interact with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But she put his ad, his house on her Instagram to her 5.5 million Instagram followers to know exactly where he lives. And then afterwards, she started playing the victim, saying that he was harassing her and he was obsessed with her and that she doesn't even know how to dox. I couldn't have doxed. I don't even know how to do it. Playing the, "I'm too stupid, guys."
I don't even know how to do it. I don't know how to do this.
And even though she immediately deleted it after everybody called her out on it.
Yep.
And then she like posted a video in between, like, between that and her doing an apology, finally.
Right, yeah.
And in the comments, people called her out for doxing. She she turned off comments. Then people went to Twitter and blew her up on Twitter for blocking her comments. So she had to unblock her comments.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, she posted a video, like, the next day with her and her sister out. Like, "We just pulled up to your house. What do you do?" So just making fun of the situation. I think what a lot of people also did on Twitter, former, should be called X, but it's Twitter.
Artist formerly known as Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, artist formerly known as Twitter. They would go and hit the bot responses on Twitter, like, "Hey, can a creator make a reaction video of a reaction video?" And the bot would go, "Yeah, sure." And they would use that to reach you. YouTube trying to get YouTube like, "Hey, listen, like, you said this is fine. This is not harassment. What's going on here?" You know, and like, to, you know, to also just like, I think there was also a reply which is like what they should do for someone who docs, and you know, and YouTube still didn't make a move.
One of the worst things that she did was was very shady and underhanded in a very, in a way that a lot of people weren't paying attention to at first, where she said that, "Oh, he posts his address on Google."
Yeah.
So if he did that, fans Google his address, making it, adding it into the higher up in the search thing. So some people could go out of their way to find his address, thus further doxing him.
Yeah, increasing the likelihood, making it show up now. Because now it seems it's popular because the Google algorithm is like, "Hey, this is a popular location.
Yeah, this is a popular thing people are looking up."
Yeah, what? 100 million, you know, 100,000 people just looked it up real quick.
So there was a lot of people outraged and frustrated and thoroughly pissed off at YouTube for not doing anything. And eventually, they did a, they posted on X saying that they removed her monetization for breaking the policy, and that hopefully moving forward, the actions of both sides can better help the community moving forward. And everybody's like, "What are you talking about? There is no both sides here. She's the one that doxed him." She's the one that put his address out there. All he was doing was calling out her bad content. Right. If she didn't have bad content, he wouldn't be calling her out.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
So, and they're out here victim blaming for no reason.
Yeah. And just doing what she's doing. You know, it wasn't harassment. You could easily blocked him, not looked at it. You know, he wasn't, you know, it's, or just be a better person. You know, or sit back and the already millions you have made and do something with it. You know, I could, you know, it's, I'm just amazed at like how much money they can make. It's still like, they barely want to put any effort into it.
You know, well, there's that, but there's also the issue of a lot of the people who who have the money don't know what they're doing with it. So they have to keep doing it because they run out of money because they don't know how to invest their money or they overuse it. The Sniper Wolf is demonetized, allegedly, because there is an add-on that shows if a video is demonetized or not. you already missed the bird watching part. Sorry, yeah. we discussed in depth gray jays and how blue jays are just better. So that's a whole other thing. You already missed that part. But so she was demonetized allegedly because there's an add-on that lets you show which videos are demonetized and which ones aren't. And only her newest video is demonetized, and every other video is monetized, and all of her side channels are monetized. So what did they really do? And apparently G Fuel dropped her, but it looks like it's probably a temporary drop.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. So it's one of those things of cool that really shows that they don't care. Yeah. As long as you're a golden child on their thing.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter what you do. Yeah, if you're one of the golden group, the gold, you know, you're up there at the top echelons, anything you bad think you're going to do, you're just going to get a slap on the wrist. You know, whether you show up at a riot, show up at, you know, cause an international incident in Japan, you know. YouTube is just going to go like, oh, don't do that. But if, but if you're outside their system and do something like that, they're going to come down and smack you down. You know, it's
right. Like, look at the difference in reactions they had to what happened with PewDiePie and what happened with a lot of other people. Yeah, he caused the first, adpocalypse because of what happened. And he apologized for it, but YouTube still treated him like trash for like 2 years.
Right.
until that all finally passed over and people realized that people didn't care and still watch PewDiePie.
Right. And it wasn't, and PewDiePie didn't really create it. The crappy lamestream media jumped on it. The same lamestream media that YouTube tries to court for some freaking reason because they've run ads and Google AdSense and they want that money to keep coming back. You know, that's what hurt you. You know, I don't understand why YouTube bends to anyone's will. They have the eyeballs. You could just tell them like the moment, if Coca-Cola says, hey, we're not going to run ads on you. Fine. I'm going to give Pepsi a discount. Get bent. Go get bent. What? Right. And if Pepsi goes like, fine, RC Cola, babe.
Yeah, I mean, bro, we're running Faygo ads all day.
Or anything else. Like, trust me, like, it's they have the eyeballs. It's like the Super Bowl, like, bending to anyone's will. Like, well, we don't like it that all this violence. And this is like, this is the Super Bowl. I have the eyeballs.
I have the most eyeballs than anybody.
Yeah.
Get bent.
Yeah, get bent. Get bent. Fine. Trust me. You know, there's someone over there that's willing to take your spot. Please move.
There are people who watch this just for commercials. They don't even care about football. They watch it for commercials.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I doubt YouTube ever did get to that point, but they had the eyeballs. It's where everyone most people go for video content.
They do have that level of eyes, though, because the Super Bowl had what, 4 million viewers at one time or whatever? It's like, whatever number you have, I just raise you Mr. Beast. And Mr. Beast is so popular. He has issues getting monetized because he has too many eyeballs on him.
Yeah, 115 million live average for the Super Bowl last year. Okay,
let me open up Mr. Beast. and I could tell you.
Good old Mr. Beast.
So how many did you say?
115 million.
Okay, so the video he put out 9 days ago has 112 million views.
Oh my god, he's got a short with 172 million.
He has a short with 191 million.
He's got a short with 239 million. All right, that's fine.
Like, what are you talking about? I scrolled down. He has a short from 1 month ago with 308 million views. The YouTube has the eyeballs.
Yeah. Yep.
They beat out any of the cable media and beat out any of anything else.
Yeah.
Literally, it should just be a nonstop fight for Mr. Beast by himself.
Correct. Yeah.
And, so and we used one creator. We looked up the most popular creator on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's so many more there in just the 1 million subscribers.
Right. Yeah.
So for the 100K subscribers.
Yeah.
Correct. So they should be able to just do whatever they want, but you could tell that a lot of people running it are, there's a lot of things that feel like they're in the constraints of the old times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's how people see things.
Yep. Yeah. They want that power or that legacy, you know, like dawning from the old guard. You know, it's the it's the same thing where I think Clownfish TV was talking about this with the SAG-AFTRA thing. It's like, listen, like, you know, like, you guys have control of the studios because this is where it happens, stuff like this. Is like, but you are, you know, like, you're going to burn this place down if you're not careful, because people aren't hindered to this location, even for production videos. Like they can go somewhere else. Technically, Netflix does not have to play ball with you. You know, you've already, a lot of the studios have already ripped some of their content from them. They're only playing ball so they can get studio content. But but the studios keep going, we're going to run our own streaming. Screw you, Netflix. All right, cool. They could stop using your actors and stop using your everything. You know, Korea and India is right there. They have no issues. They've already destroyed most of because of all these things that they've done, they've already destroyed most of American animation. American animation is freaking dead. There's a couple of shows, like, unless they do an independent, thanks, Fizzy Pop.
Yeah. You
know, you're holding the candle right now.
Or you're DC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But even DC, DC's not much longer, man. Nah, DC's great. They're not
the Harley anymore. Quinn. The Harley Quinn show is the only thing keeping DC in its animation boom right now. Like, we have the Harley Quinn show and the Harley Quinn show spinoffs.
Yeah, but that's just, yeah, it's it though. It's it. Everything else they've either turned down, mothballed. It's it sucks. It just
or they're,
sucks.
They're reusing it's, stuff.
Correct. Yeah. So. But anyway, YouTube has all this power, but they come down to it. But and they won't. And I can also understand their hesitance wanting to reuse, especially against their golden kids, because Cyberwolf makes a lot of money. He gets a lot of eyeballs that watch our content, you know, and sit there and listen to and watch ads. So they understand it. You don't want to like hurt this person, but you can't have someone on your platform that you're paying, like going off doing these shenanigans offline, because it opens the door for other people to do different things. Because if it does happen, it's like, so it's okay to dox people now. Now, what if I'm not monetized? Is it okay for me just to walk up and take photos of people's houses now?
What did they do if somebody went to his house after she put his address out there and attacked mm-hmm. him?
Right.
How does YouTube react to that?
Correct.
Like, cool. She literally incited violence on this man.
Yeah. Or did anything like that. Think about like we may get on this live stream and do all this, but like, you know, when I turn the cameras off, like I want to turn off. I'm Harry. Yes. If you see me on the road, you can come up and say hi to me, but like, I'm at my house. You're too close. Yeah. You know, but if I'm sitting at a brewery, like, yeah, come up, say hi. You know, I'm more a port, you know, but you know, come on, my neighborhood, my house, you know, I don't want anyone here at my house. My kids live here, you know?
Yeah. It's like, this is my safe space. This is where, using the term, this is my sanctuary. This is mm-hmm. where I go to get away from everything.
Yeah,
and if somebody pokes that sanctuary, that creates issues.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. You know, you don't need like the world knowing where you live, because depending on because you put your opinions out there on the internet, whether good or bad, you know, there could be someone out there that really does feel that he is harassing her and causing her this downfall, and he must go save her. And you know, and because, you know, crazy people have crazy thoughts. You know?
Yeah. I mean, look at all the parasocial stuff that happens. Yeah. Parasocial relationships are real and they're scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of her money probably comes from people who have a parasocial relationship with her, you know, that she doesn't talk to, you know, and makes money off it, mm-hmm. which all buy fine. Go ahead, do it. Get the bag. Get the bag, yeah. Queen. Secure that PS5 king. You know, if you're doing it, go do it, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do. And it's the people who build those parasocial relationships. That's the scary stuff. It's like when you see, like the Japanese stuff of when an idol gets a boyfriend, or like a Korean pop star gets a boyfriend. Yeah. People lose their fucking minds. They're like, oh, she betrayed us. How dare she? She can't do that. She's supposed to be for us.
Well, in a few months, you're getting ready to graduate, so.
Oh, man, who are you guys going to replace me with?
God, we should do that for an episode.
Idol graduation.
Oh, I got to find replacement.
You know how, okay, I don't know if we talked about this on the show. I think we did when we did the parasocial relationship episode.
Yeah, I think
we did. Still blows my mind that if your favorite idol graduates, you get the day off work.
Mm-hmm.
It's still so insane. It's so insane.
No, look at those. A lot of people going to have Tuesdays off, okay? Next week, that Tuesday off.
Nah, it'll be like, finally, Jesus. Now we can talk about the real issues. Oh, man, it just becomes you and Reinhold talking about Star Trek for 2 hours.
I think next year, I think my New Year's resolution for next year is going to finally watch Babylon 5. Finish Babylon. I'm going to watch Babylon 5. I'm going to go through the whole thing. I've got enough people in my life that talk about it, and I just stare at them like they're a crazy person.
Don't worry. I do that with a lot of things.
I know.
I mean, that's what Reinhold does when we talk about anime at all.
Well,
Harry, would you finish Babylon 5? Reinhold might watch Cowboy Bebop.
Probably right. At least, at the very least, the soundtrack.
He's like, well, I'll watch it when you finish Babylon 5 and you watch Battlestar Galactica.
God damn.
All of it.
I'm going to go through all of it and the reboot. You got to watch the Sith spinoff. Would you do and that?
Then, and then all of Lost. Then I'll watch.
Then I want an essay on how Lost and Babylon 5 is in the same universe. Anyways. Poor Reinhold. Man, this is a fun episode.
Yeah, I mean, talked about stuff. Yeah. You said some stuff in front of your mom that I wouldn't say in front of mine, but you know.
I didn't know she was watching. Yeah. Yeah, anything you want to finish up with before I go and end it?
No. We have an episode, so we'll have Halloween next before. We have one episode before Halloween, so.
Right, yeah.
No, not really. I got nothing.
All right, that's fine. Don't be doxing, okay? All right. If you have an internet beef with someone, just keep it to Twitter, okay?
What do you? I don't even know how to dox, Harry. I don't even know.
Don't be doxing. If you're really mad at someone, you're really, really upset with them, just turn it into content. I don't understand why like people do things for free too, you know, or try to cost yourself money. Don't do that.
Just turn. Bro, there's YouTube boxing right there. It makes stupid amounts of money for no reason.
It does make stupid money for like you know, for no reason. You know, like one of these days, I'll probably get challenged to a boxing match and I'll beat the crap out.
No, Harry. Let's be honest. You go, I won't accept a boxing match. MMA fight. Let's go.
MMA only. Yeah, that's true because I'll probably try to kick somebody.
That's what you would want.
I want to kick and grab. Let's go. Put the gloves down. I'm not, you know.
No, we're not boxing. I'm breaking your arm. This is gonna happen.
I need you, me, a cage. You can't run.
Yeah. That's what the new, what's it called now? UFC WWE mix.
Yeah, that's gonna get terrible.
The YouTube UFC YouTube. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awful. Christy goes, and we never saw Harry's mom on Mondays again. Well, it's because I decided to click the button for Reinhold this time and turned to Facebook, so my mom found it there. So, yeah, thanks, Reinhold. Appreciate it. yeah. All right, so thank you for all listening to this episode of Low Key on the Weird Libertarians Network. If you made it this far in this episode, you are a true fan. To you, people who watched live, and the 250 of you guys who download this podcast every week, I want to thank you because you've been listening to anything else in the world, but you listen to us. And I really appreciate that. I really would like for a lot of you guys to come and watch the podcast here on live on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stream on twitch.tv/WeAreLibertarians. That's letter R, We Are Libertarians. We also stream on youtube.com/WeAreLibertarians. And today I actually streamed to the Facebook. We had a lot of people like poked in for the Facebook page. So I might do it again. I don't know. I hate streaming on Facebook. I hate being on Facebook. So, you know, please come hang out with us. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, but I would really appreciate everyone just come live and actually have a conversation with us. If you think these are super chats or people paying us to this, nope. I'm reading just chats online because people are hanging out with us and having fun. You know, come join, be part of the conversation. But if you don't have the time to, I thank you for just downloading this episode. So, so see you guys next time on Low Key. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.